Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome
I see skies
to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. That's right, I will be here till 10 o'clock today to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. I will be here the entire time. So feel free to give us that call. We'll do everything we can to help you out. And I will be doing everything I can to help you out, as always. So give us a call. It's early morning here. Feels like it's even earlier just because it's so dark now in the morning. It's one of those things you wake up and you're like, wait, what time is it? You know, we're really feeling that fall temperature. We're really feeling that change in season finally, right? And that change in season that we had kind of been looking for. Well, it's definitely been here. The past week to 10 days here, really starting to notice that, yep, it's fall. It's definitely there. You go outside, the leaves are starting to fall. Everything out there is just starting to slow down, starting to fade a little bit. Perfect time of year, right, temperature-wise. Except when you go out first thing in the morning, it gets a little chilly there. But looking like we should have a pretty good week here. Originally, this weekend was supposed to be a washout again. Parts of it, but thankfully, it had a really good week. Weekend, right? So far, so good. Temperature-wise, still not looking like a frost in our area. Maybe even 2 weeks out, right? It's so much of that you can really rely on the weather, obviously. But just based on what I'm seeing, we're still not seeing really a frost, at least where I am. Probably the more north you go, the more of a chance for that frost. The more north you go in New England, because I'll tell you, it's we're getting there. It's just we talk about so many different things of what we need to do and how we need to wait for a frost to happen. And, I'm not seeing it, at least in, where I am in Chelmsford and, the more south you go in New England. So we're, holding off on some of these different projects that we can do with like our, our perennials that we talk about cutting back. Are that, you know, and when I say bulbs, I mean our summer type bulbs, not your fall bulbs that you'll be putting in. The fall bulbs that you'll be putting in should be putting them in very soon, if not, you know, now. You know, it's definitely that time of year where putting your bulbs into the ground for next year, that would be a great thing to do this weekend while the ground is still, you know, not completely by any means near frozen, but it's starting to cool down a bit. And that's the best time to be putting your bulbs in, right? It hasn't felt like that fall yet, but this weekend sure really has. You know, you walk outside and just the amount of leaves that keep falling, or the fall color that is just everywhere. I mean, it's amazing just to walk out and just see that changing color. So definitely starting to get to that point where there are things that we can really be doing outside to finish up the garden, right? You know, we're kind of waiting for that frost, that first frost, to say, all right, now we can really cut back our perennials. Now we can, you know, really put those bulbs into the ground. I was talking to somebody at work the other day about the bulbs and saying, you know, people are, you know, we're seeing people with, you know, wanting to buy bulbs, but not as much, right? Well, hasn't been that feel, right? There hasn't been that feel of fall yet that we need to put them in. So that's starting. So that's a good thing. You know, you're putting in your, you know, for next year, your daffodils, your tulips, your allium, your crocus, you know, those types, putting them into the ground very soon for next spring, right? Filling up those areas, making it have something in the spring. Full color, everything. I mean, it's definitely something that we got to work on now for next season. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here for, you know, the entire 4 hours. I've been trying to spend some time with my family, doing some things. We've had a number of things going on the past, it's like 6 weeks now. So we'll be here next few weeks, definitely full 4 hour show. Definitely be here for questions. So definitely call us at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And just getting started, really trying to do what we can to help everyone out. What I do ask for is coming up in November, mid-November here. I got to take a little bit of time. Again, I apologize. We'll go over that at some point soon. But if you have some questions that you might be looking to have answered in the month of November, definitely email me. My email address is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. You can also go to our website at paulparent.com, and a number of things on there. You can give us an email, get onto our newsletter, and also you can find, you know, where we are online, or, you know, which stations, etc. So definitely worth going to our website at paulparent.com to get some of those, just to find a few things. So anyways. Like I said, it does feel weird early this morning just because of how dark it is. It doesn't even feel like it's time to wake up for the garden and start getting out there working, right? It just feels like it's It feels like it's still the middle of the night. But, you know, we are looking to figure out a number of things today. We can definitely talk about the different flowering plants that are going on right now. We can talk about what we can do to clean up the garden. We can also talk about, you know, getting ready for that next season, etc. You know, there's a number of things to talk about. I have, the past few weeks, we've talked a lot about the jumping worm, right? And I've been getting a number of emails. I've even started, there's been more talk about it while I'm at work, a number of things. So it's been interesting, right? Because it's just becoming more and more of a problem. So I think we'll need to discuss that as time goes on as well. And as always, we'll talk about the different things we can be doing this time of year to take care of our garden as time permits, right? Because we're not ready to put our garden to bed yet. Just with the temperatures, we do it too early, we could affect it. So if you have some questions, call us, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonite has the answer. Bonite 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. The new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a couple calls on the line, so I want to get right to it. So, Nathan, who's up first today?
David's in Falmouth.
David, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
It's been a while. I think I haven't talked to you for a year and a half, maybe 2 years. I wanted to give you a status report on some stuff that you advised me on, and then a couple quick questions.
Sure.
Okay. Great. Well, first one's a success story. I got a beautiful set of goji berries on the side of the house going, and been reaping harvest since last year on that one, and you helped me on that one as well.
Awesome.
And the other one, somewhat of a success, pawpaw trees. I asked you about them, and we talked about sun. You said they'll grow, but they might not get as big as other locales. So what I did is I moved them from the back of the yard to the front, and I got one that's a good 8, maybe 10 feet, another 6, another 4. So they're on their way.
Perfect.
See, I want now the question. I had some annuals. I did some really neat annual herbs. I did amaranth, paracress, and then the garden club down here on the Cape introduced me to borage. And they said the borage will come back, but the other two, I don't think they will. So what I did is they're in grow bags. I actually buried them in the ground, and I'm hoping they might make it. What do you think about amaranth and paracress making it over the winter? Any chance?
Well, so you got a better chance where you are than I would, right?
Okay.
What I'd really look for you to do is protect them by using, a couple, using either mulch or a compost or salt marsh hay, something along those lines to add, that protective layer for the winter, right?
Okay.
I know down on the Cape, you don't get as cold, right? It's not like it's, heavy freezing, but But you never know, right? It last year we had that weird winter where you know we had that really cold snap in it was the beginning of February, I believe, and then it was warm, then it got cold, then it warm and cold. So it's, you know, it's a chance, right?
Yeah. Okay.
I think making sure it's protected is going to be a big thing, because we're not really protecting the plant itself. We're protecting its root system.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of that, pretty much being covered, and I would say a little bit more coverage on these, the better, just because, they are considered an annual. And so, that extra protection will help. Again, it's your choice on which one you want to use. If you want to use, mulch, compost, salt marsh hay, the leaves themselves, those types of things.
Yeah.
But I think, it's worth a shot. Roots being in the ground, too, is going to be helpful.
Okay. Well, yeah, but, it was just something that I did. This, I had some trumpet vines growing in grow bags, and didn't know really why I put them in a little raised bed, and they made it through, and then I moved them again because they just took over. Question if I could.
No problem.
Question if I could. The last couple of years, I moved in and out of the garage a fig tree or plant, whatever you call it. I got a few figs last year and one or two very, very late. Everything came late this year. And it's big now. It's a good 5-6 feet, and I'm just tired of moving it. So I kind of mulched around it, and I'm hoping that might make it. But I don't know. What do you think about the fig making it? Because I'm tired of moving it.
Yeah, I hear you. it's interesting. When it comes to fig trees, some people will actually overwinter them outside. But the thing is they actually... they'll do a number of things. They'll wrap it in burlap. They'll also, some will actually create a trench next to it, lean the whole fig tree down and cover it. Now,
that's right.
I am going to hit a break. There's a little bit more to discuss on this one, so hang tight with me, all right?
Thank you.
So everybody else, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Do you want the perfect lawn this year? It all starts by using the best grass seed available. Bonide makes that happen with DuraTurf grass seed. Bonide is using the best varieties of grass seed available today. When you start using Bonide Full Sun or Shade, Dense Shade grass seed mixes, you will have a lawn that is self-repairing, disease and insect resistant, and will grow in poor soil. So don't wait. Get that perfect lawn started this weekend.
Update. The war in Israel on his mind. President Biden at the annual Human Rights Campaign dinner Saturday night in Washington, D.C., speaking about the week of war.
More than 1,300 innocent lives lost in Israel. Children and grandparents alike kidnapped, held hostage by Hamas.
The president urging Americans to reject hate.
The vast majority have nothing to do with Hamas.
Other developments, the IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, appear to be on the verge of significant ground operations and say they killed the Hamas terrorist who plotted the murder and kidnapping of Jews at the festival and nearby kibbutz last Saturday. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visiting soldiers near the Gaza border who are heading into battle. The United States sending a second carrier to the Mediterranean. The U.S. will be evacuating Americans by sea on Monday from Haifa in northern Israel. This is USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with David in regards to a fig tree and overwintering it, right? There's multiple ways to overwinter a fig tree in, the in-ground fig tree is what we're, how we will talk about it, right? Because you said still in a container, right? It's just hard to move around. It is in the ground?
It wasn't. Yeah, exactly that. It was 2 years in a container. It produced but barely, so this year I put it in the ground, and it's very, very healthy. I just don't know. I did meet somebody in the garden club that did what you said, the burlap thing. So I don't know. I just, my back hurts. It's so big.
Yeah. Well, so here's the deal when it comes to figs and overwintering. There's two real ways to do it. One is that burlap plastic way, right? I know it sounds a little intense, but it's how you get the protection to it. So you need the frost to remove or start to die back, kill back some of the leaves, right? Because the leaves aren't going to do any good, especially in once you've wrapped it, right? Because the big thing is if you leave the leaves on the plant and then you wrap it, then it gets moisture in there, etc. It could start to create fungus. It could start to create rot, that type of thing, right? So the biggest thing here is letting the frost hit it, and then once a frost has really hit it, you have to then remove all the remaining leaves.
Okay.
And any of, if there's any unripened figs or anything along those lines, you want to remove. Because once you put it in that burlap, or whatever cover you have, we don't want to open the door for diseases or pathogens. We want it to just go dormant, right?
Okay.
So you'll remove those. The other thing that you're going to want to look at doing is at that point, that's when you want to prune it back a bit, getting rid of the dead or damaged branching, any cross branches, anything along those lines as well.
Okay.
from there.
For the plan.
From there, there's a number of things that I'd like to see you do. So take some, you know, you can get rope, you can get a bungee, you can get something. What we're looking at doing is really tying the tree up so it's condensed, because when we go with the burlap, we want to have it nice around it and covered, and it's easier if we tie it up a little bit. Like, that way the branching kind of stays together and they all protect itself. It is pretty flexible, the branching, so you'd be okay. You'd also, this is another one where on the base of it, we're going to protect by mulching, you know, leaves, salt marsh hay, organic material. This one we're going to look to do 6 to 12 inches. So it's a little bit more, right?
Okay.
Now, if you're using like a mulch, I would, you know, you could do that once the first frost kind of hits. If you're going to use something along the lines of like a straw or leaves or something that, you know, little rodents are going to use for bedding material, those types of things, you're better off waiting until around Thanksgiving to put all that there, right? Because, I mean, think about if the ground hasn't completely frozen and you put that there, you're building a house for any of those rodents that are looking for somewhere to be over winter, right? So, you know, so that's the thing. Like, we, you know, some will actually build like a cage, put a cage around the base, you know, however, you know, a couple feet out, and fill that entire area with the leaves, the straw, etc., just to really help protect it, right? We're looking to make sure that the root system is protected, but the plant is as well.
Very cool.
So you're also going to use burlap, but it's not going to be just a burlap to go like once around, right? You're going to go a few times around the plant, because we're trying to create like a blanket around it. So it's definitely something to do. Now, this one, the next step, which I've seen done in a number of places, is actually, you know, putting cardboard around the entire tree after that fact.
Wow.
Just as an extra protection. I'm not completely sold on it. I think I think once we've done the straw, the salt marsh hay, or the compost, whichever on the base, we've wrapped the whole tree in burlap, etc., I think we're going to be okay. You know, the other thing is some people will actually put like a plastic cover over the top to keep that moisture out. But it's enough space for the moisture to get out, right? So that it's just over the top of it to keep that that burlap, etc., taken care of, right? So there's a number of different things you can be doing. I think what I've seen, which I think makes the most, is if you could get some of that chicken wire and go out around it,
yeah,
on the base, so that you can hold some of that mulch, that whichever you choose, in the area, and then burlap all the way down to that, and then just protect it. I think you'll be okay. Is it, where it's dug into the ground, is it close to the house, or is it like out on its own?
No, it's adjacent to the house, and it's actually surrounded to some degree by rhododendrons, so it's got some shelter from wind, and it does get 4 to 6 hours of sun.
Well, so it's in a good location for that, right? That's the big thing in my thoughts, is the protection from the other plants, the house on one side, all of those things, I think will actually help, right? Okay. I think it will help that protecting, because that's where my biggest concern is the protecting of it for the winter.
Well, thanks. Sounds like a great plan. Yeah, I love to experiment, and you know, I looked at the return on the investment. You know, I was happy to see it die back in the garage and then come back to life. But a couple of figs and all that moving, I figured let me spin the dice on this one.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And I think what will also happen for you, because it can, once it's in the ground, it can take 3 to 4 years for it to really fully get to where it needs to be. So this next couple of years, I think, is definitely beneficial for you. I think you'll definitely be good with it.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. And one other success story I forgot to mention, elderberries. Yeah. Got my first elderberries this year, so that was cool.
Perfect. Love it.
And then the last word, I wanted to congratulate you on girl number three, because my dad had two boys and three girls, and as I always used to say, every morning before school was World War III.
Yeah, it takes a lot to get ready for school right now.
I take my hat off to you.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's all good. All right.
Thank you so much, David. Have a great one.
Yeah, you too. Bye now.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And Nathan, we got another call on the line?
Yep, there's two here, Tom's and Stoughton.
Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I have three quick questions.
Sure.
Let me start with the forsythias that didn't flower this year because the crazy weather, the frost, and then the thaw, and et cetera, I think you know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
So I just let them grow. Now they're all over the place. I'm wondering, can I prune them now, or wait until after they flower next spring?
So the general rule of thumb is after the blossoms fade, right?
Right. Right.
If you do it late summer into the fall, you know, you'll reduce the number of flowers.
So I'll wait.
Yeah, so the forsythia is the type where it blooms on old wood. So last year's, you know, growth, or this year for next year's growth. So I would wait unless you really had to.
Nope. Okay, the next question I have is, and I've read it online, the outline, I guess, is hollyhocks. I'm kind of confused is that I have some that are beautiful, growing way up, and others, they just, they're like all leaves, and they're only like maybe a foot high. Are they perennial, or are they annual? What I typically do is when the flowers fade and they have the seed, I just open them up and spread them around the ground. So I'm not sure which ones are there right now that don't bloom.
So they are, they're neither, technically. They're actually a biennial. So, okay. which basically means is they're a combination of both. But they will, the majority of them is, it's like a 2-year span, right? So, so the second year, is usually the year on a lot of them. You know, certain ones will bloom on the second year, certain ones will bloom on the first year. You know, depending upon the variety you have,
right?
It's going to be the difference in them. So the ones that didn't bloom this year are most likely going to bloom next year for you.
Okay.
And the ones that bloomed this year most likely won't be blooming for you next year. And that's where you do the, you know, spreading of the seeds, et cetera, to help try and get more.
Right.
But it's, you know, they're considered a biannual, not a annual or a perennial.
Okay, now the final question is, I have an outside cabana with pipes going there with cold and hot water, whatever. I have a frost zone website, but I don't have a freeze zone website. Would you know one?
And when you say freeze zone, are you saying like the
freeze.
Like the soil temperatures, or are we talking, are you talking just out in general freeze?
Because they have pipes going underground, and typically I say, well, I'll just shut it off on October 2nd or something. This weather, I don't know when the heck it's going to freeze. I know what the frost zone is. I have that website, but I don't have a freeze zone website.
Yeah, that one's a hard one to find. I haven't seen one for, like, outside. I've seen more of the soil temperature one,
right?
So it's... you know, I would say, though, like a soil temperature would be able to tell you when the temperatures are really starting to drop there, which would be close to, close to it, but there's no guarantee on, you know, the freeze outside. I couldn't tell you that one, Because I know, because I always look for that soil temperature map. That's the one I use, all the time in the spring.
Which one is that website?
So this one is greencastonline.com.
I'm sorry, green what?
Greencast, so C-A-S-T, online.com.
Greencast.com.
No, it's Greencast Online. So it's all one word. So G-R-E-E-N. C-A-S-T. O-N-L-I-N-E.com.
Okay, thank you.
All right, and that one gives me soil temperatures, but I'm sure there's other tools on there that you could take a look at. But it gives you, the different things here that I think would be helpful for you.
All right, thank you.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Have a great one, Tom. All right, we're going to take a break. 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And I will be here all 4 hours today. So I'm here to answer those questions as much as possible. So keep them coming. Now I know we have another call on the line. So Nathan, who's up next?
Susan is in Saco.
Susan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Thank you. Thank
good morning.
You. I have a couple of questions. Good morning. I have a couple of questions about wintering over. I have, for the past probably 3 or 4 years, wintered over my geraniums and my mandevillas. I put them in a breezeway area that doesn't freeze. We don't let it get below 45.
Okay.
And they've done okay, especially the geraniums, and I also do mandevillas. I did it as an experiment, and they've done pretty well. I want to know what I should I be cutting them back before I put them in there for the winter, or should I just be letting them go?
I mean, a lot of times with geraniums, you can kind of just let them do their thing, right? You know, overwinter them inside is, you know, I know somebody who just takes them and puts them in their garage. It's a non-heated garage, but doesn't, you know, freeze too bad either.
Right.
They just leave them. They literally just bring them inside, place them in the same spot each year, just like, you know, you do, and let it go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you don't necessarily have to, you know, cut them back, do those types of things. I think one of the things with a geranium is, excuse me,
Is just making sure here and there you check on them, making sure they don't dry out completely. They do go into a dormancy period, so it, mm-hmm. it is something that they kind of just, you know, don't need to do much. But it is like once a month looking at soaking the roots of the plant and making sure they're taken care of. Because, you know, they are going to dry out a little bit here and there, especially the temperatures are a little bit drier inside than they were outside, obviously. So there's two ways of looking at it. One is just letting it go and not doing anything. The other one is, you know, watering it here and there, just to make sure that the root system has something to feed off of.
Okay. All right. Yep. And then, okay, what about the sorry.
Yeah, so the mandevilla are one that, you know, it's one that can grow so much in one season. And then, you know, we want to be able to have that ready to go for the next season. And it's just so, it can be so nice. It's so beautiful, the color, everything. You know, so bringing them inside in those temperatures that you were discussing, you know, 45 to 50 inside, that's the temperature that, you know, is their low that they can go, right? So, you know, you're perfect in that. On this, you know, you can cut it back, right? You know, they're definitely something that you can cut back to, you know, all the way to like 10, 12, 14 inches. But you don't have to do that. You'll start to notice, though, that you have yellowing in the leaves. They're starting to fall off, all those types of things. Those are all normal. Those are all normal things that happen.
Okay.
You know, this is another one that you'll water sparingly throughout the winter. You don't want it to completely get bone dry, right? So when it dries out like this, that's when it starts to have the issues where they'll show into next spring when you start to get them out, and when they break dormancy, you'll notice that they're not as good, right? So that's one of it, but I don't necessarily believe you have to cut it back with the mandevilla, because I think the idea with the mandevilla is sometimes if we're cutting it back every year, it then gets to that big size that we want late versus having it right away. So I don't think you need to. I think you could cut some of it back if you wanted to, but not necessarily. Now, I do have to hit a break. If you want to hang tight, we can talk about it on the other side. We'll be back.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.